So she says that Alice says that feigning friendliness helps even more to conceal this type of cruel treatment. And now, so we're going to continue with this quote from the pedagogue that he rewards. Continue. Snip, snip, snip. Continuing with Mr. Pedagogue, otherwise known as Salzman. How it is there to their disadvantage if they don't obey me. Further, all right, he rewards the amenable, the obedient, right? And then he permits this most obedient to do a little task for him. I mean, come on, this is pedagogy. This is the practice in most classrooms today. I mean, they, as she will say, you know, they put a sweet little facade on it or give it a nice name, but it's the same. So he then calls on them the most, prefers them over others, permits him to read his composition, and to let him do the necessary writing on the blackboard. And in this way, he awakens the child's zeal so that the children that awaken the children's zeal so that each wishes to excel, to be preferred. When one of them upon occasion does something that deserves punishment, I reduce his status in the class. I don't call on him. I don't let him read aloud. I act as though he were not there. No recognition for him. This distresses the children so much, particularly as at home they never got any recognition, right? This is called the class system, the wage work system. This is called coercion multiply expressed across our lives, which does not leave us time to give our children the attention that they need, deserve, are due. So he, what's that word? What's that expression? Ices him, totally, snubs him, doesn't see him. This distresses the children so much that those who are punished weep copious tears. If there is upon occasion someone who cannot be educated by such gentle means, then, to be sure, I must whip him. However, for the execution thereof, I first make such lengthy preparations, and by the way, this is called torture, such lengthy preparations that he is more affected by them than by the lashes themselves. I do not whip him at that moment when he earns the punishment, but postpone it until the following day or the day after. This provides, oh heavens, sorry, I'm getting hit hard here. This provides me with two advantages. First, my blood cools down in the meantime, I have to say, when I first read that, I assumed that they were going to say, he realized what a sadistic, nasty thing it would be to whip a child and that, you know, once his blood cool. But no, it doesn't end that way, if you were hoping. Sorry. Allows his blood to cool down. And I have leisure to consider how best to go about the matter. Later, the little delinquent will feel the punishment tenfold more sharply because he has had to devote constant thought to it. You know, it's like this is almost as much the point of death row as death itself. It's just the torture of it. I mean, this is a sick system. Sick. System. We make sadists of children and torture them privately, and then the state murders people publicly, and all is proclaimed in our interest for our own good. Continuing, when the day of reckoning arrives, Directly after the morning prayer, I make a pathetic address to all the children and tell them, this is a very sad day. And you know, there are some sadists in training out there, some Plato's tribesmen's children out there who have this happen to them to this day. These very same techniques, you know, this pretense of sadness. Oh, I really hate to be doing this. And this, I mean, this whole torturous exchange goes on daily. Right to this day, I have no doubt. So he stretches this out as long as possible. He makes a pathetic address to all the children, says it's a sad day for him. Since the disobedience of one of his pupils has imposed on him the necessity of whipping them, him. The tears begin to flow, he says, not only his who is to be chastised, but also those of his fellow pupils. After this lecture is over, I bid the children be seated, and I begin the lesson. Not until school is over do I have the little sinner step forward. I then pronounce my verdict and ask him if he knows what he has done to deserve it. After he's given the proper answer, I administer the lashes in the presence of all the children. Turn then to the spectators and tell them it is my heartfelt desire that this may be the last time I'm constrained to whip a child, says Mr. Salzman. And Alice says, for purposes of self-protection, it is only the adult's friendly manner that remains in the child's memory, accompanied by a predictable submissiveness on the part of the little transgressor and the loss of his capacity for spontaneous feeling.